Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawke pulled his car to a halt at the traffic light as it winked red in the dark, deserted street. The young man sitting beside him shuddered slightly, as if the surrounding shadows held some hidden menace.
Inspector, the more I think of what happened tonight and the way Mr. Simpson's been acting lately, the more worried I am that, well, he may have committed suicide.
What makes you think so?
Well, when I went out there tonight to talk with him about a new radio writing job we were going to do together, he was pretty upset about the whole deal. Another pair of writers had got the job, and, well, we're out in the cold. After we finished our conversation, he went into his bedroom saying he'd written his last show. I started into his room to try to cheer him up, but he locked the door in my face. I heard him muttering to himself, and I got scared, so I rushed to get you.
The light changed, and the Homicide Bureau inspector continued along the shadow-filled street. He glanced at his passenger.
Drake, why didn't you phone me instead of coming all the way downtown?
Well, the only phone in the house is in Mr. Simpson's bedroom, and as he'd locked himself in, I couldn't use it. I didn't want to disturb the neighbors at this time of night. Here's the house.
The two men parked and went up the winding walkway to the two-story frame house. Drake opened the door and switched on the light in the living room.
Mr. Simpson's been living alone since he discharged his valet about a week ago. His bedroom's upstairs. Gee, I hope nothing's happened.
Jonathan Hawke tried the heavy oak door and found it locked. He put his heavy body against it and pushed, but the frame and lock held. Drake made a suggestion.
Say, Inspector, there's a ladder beside the garage. We can get in through the window.
Moments later, the two men had found the ladder and placed it against the side of the house. Drake was first up the ladder and into the pitch-dark room. Inspector Hawke was hardly halfway to the window when Drake's voice came down to him.
Inspector Hawke, he shot himself.
The inspector's head came level with the window as the light came on, and the sudden brightness caused him to blink. Inspector Hawke's eyes were accustomed to the light by the time he walked over to the body. It took no close examination to show that Simpson was dead. On the floor beside the body was a small pistol. A round hole was in the right temple. The inspector turned from the body to his companion.
Drake, your well-prepared story is blown up. Consequently, I'm holding you on suspicion of murder.
Inspector Jonathan Hawke faced the surprised young man. The man who had trapped himself into an accusation of murder.
You were the first man in this room. You knew that Simpson was dead before you turned on the lights. You even knew he'd been shot. It's easy to see now how you tried to get away with murder. First you climbed in through the window. Then you killed him. Then you locked the door and retraced your steps down the ladder. I'm quite positive we'll be able to find an extra set of impressions on the ladder outside the window there. Consequently, I'm holding you for Simpson's murder.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Trouble at Hathaway Creek, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.